This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. will slash troop levels in Afghanistan and Iraq to their lowest levels in nearly 20 years of war, after U.S. President Donald Trump pledged to end conflicts abroad. White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says the U.S. is keeping 2,500 troops in both Afghanistan and Iraq for now.
Those troops will defend our embassies and the other agencies of the U.S. government doing important work in those countries. They'll enable our American allies in their important missions in those countries. They'll defend our diplomats, and they'll deter our foes. By May, it is President Trump's hope that they will all come home safely and in their entirety.
Acting Defense Secretary Chris Miller said the moves reflect Mr. Trump's policy to bring the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq to a successful and responsible conclusion. U.S. troops had already been cut by nearly two-thirds from about 13,000 this year following the February 29th peace deal between the United States and the Taliban. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is meeting today with his national security advisors, but not government intelligence analysts, as President Trump continues to block the Democrats' transition to the presidency. Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are discussing global issues with their diplomatic, intelligence, and defense experts, according to Biden's transition officials. Numerous Republican lawmakers have said in recent days that government intelligence officials should be briefing Biden ahead of his January 20th inauguration, even as Mr. Trump continues to pursue his long-shot legal challenges to try to overturn Biden's projected election victory and stay in office for a second four-year term. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Social media chiefs are defending their platform's actions surrounding the presidential election. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The SpaceX Crew Dragon.
We'll try to get to Sagar Magani later in the newscast. Four astronauts riding a newly designed spacecraft from Elon Musk's rocket company, SpaceX, greeted their new crewmates aboard the International Space Station on Tuesday. The successful docking was a landmark achievement for private space travel. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
The SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule, dubbed Resilience, carried three Americans and one Japanese astronaut. They were given a warm greeting by their new crewmates.
And there they are.
Mike Hopkins is commander of the Dragon crew.
And so we are so excited to be here. We are humbled, and we are excited to be a part of this great expedition. And so we are looking forward to the next 6 months and can't wait to get started.
The station will be their home for the next 6 months. After that, another set of astronauts on a Dragon crew capsule will make the trip to replace them.
Congratulations.
NASA had previously been reliant on Russia's space program since 2011. When the previous U.S. shuttle program ended.
That is Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. As I said earlier, social media chiefs are defending their platform's actions surrounding the presidential election. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey says he heard for a year that the public wanted more context about disinformation and the election, and Twitter obliged.
Applying labels to over 300,000 tweets from October 27th. To November 11th.
Dorsey and Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg testified remotely before the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is deeply divided over the election's integrity and its results, with Chairman Lindsey Graham among those refusing to knock down President Trump's unfounded claims of electoral fraud. Twitter and Facebook have both labeled some of the president's content as misinformation. Lawmakers from both sides questioned them on how they can decide what's legitimate and what's not. Sagar Magani, Washington.
With the world nearing 55 million total COVID-19 infections, including over 1.3 million deaths, the head of the World Health Organization says countries that are not taking aggressive actions to control the spread of the virus are playing with fire. Plans for vaccination programs began taking shape in Europe and the United States following recent breakthroughs, but surging coronavirus caseloads prompted new restrictions. From Washington,